I'm excited for the season. So we go the Hawks on Wednesday, the Kings on Friday, and then Warriors on Monday. So it's a great time to be a Mavs fan. I'm fired up about the season.
And it's going to be an interesting future, to say the least, because you take with the ninth pick in the draft,
yep.
You take a guy that you're already billing as Rookie of the Year. And is that fair to Dennis? Is that fair to Dennis?
You know
Smith
what? If you met him, he is so mature for his age. I mean, he's literally 19 years old,
right.
And he's more mature than I am. He's just got that mentality. He's grown up in the spotlight. He's used to it. But he's got the talent. He's a basketball player with a great basketball IQ who happens to be probably the fastest end-to-end runner speed-wise in the NBA and has the highest vertical, 48 inches. He can play.
But when your folks came to you and said, hey, we're going to bill him as a Rookie of the Year candidate without having played a game.
No, he was billing himself.
Right. I mean, were you cool with that? Or you saying,
No, I'm always a little bit hesitant about getting ahead of ourselves. But it wasn't so much our people who did anything like that.
Yeah.
It was the media and people around the league who have really anointed him as a candidate for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, and you're taking this approach, and I don't. Some people can view this as a negative. I'm not viewing it as a negative because I know you like to win and win right
yep,
now.
Absolutely.
But you're also investing in the future.
Yeah, no question. I mean, we started off last year with a couple older guys, and they got hurt, and
right.
that kind of killed our season.
Yeah.
And so the time was right. Getting Dennis, I think we got lucky. He fell to us. We're going to be a lot better. We're going to be the hardest playing team. It's going to be a lot of fun to be a Mavericks fan this year. I'm excited about our team.
The West, though, I mean.
You know, I'm not here to say we're better than the Warriors. I mean, we're about two or three sprained ankles away from competing with the Warriors,
right.
meaning they have the sprained ankles. But I think Harrison's going to be a lot better. Dirk is Dirk. Dennis is going to make the people around him better. We'll have Yogi here for a second year, Seth Curry here for a second year, you know, Dorian Finney-Smith for a second year. All these young guys will have the chance. Nerlens Noel will have a chance to have played a second year together. I mean, we have 11 of the 15 guys coming back, and that continuity, I think, makes a big difference.
And Dirk's going to go down as the best deal in the league. I mean, for what you got him for now.
Actually, it was, if you look at it as a two-year deal, what we tried to do money-wise with Dirk was make it the same as Tim Duncan. He ended up getting a little bit more than Tim.
Yeah.
And that made Dirk happy.
Yeah, and I think it makes Mavs fans happy to know that Dirk's here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look.
He's got to be here.
Every time he steps on the court, he's making history. And, you know, we tried to also, from a price perspective, you know, we've got 4,000 tickets at $29 or under. We've got 2,000 at $19 or under and 1,200 at $10 or under.
Yeah.
We're cheaper than going to some high school football games.
Oh, heck yeah.
And you know, money I have, but I wanted to make sure that there's always affordable entertainment with the Mavs for any family in North Texas to come to a game. And so it's really important for me to for everybody to know that you can afford to come to a Mavs game.
And those tickets are on sale right now.
Right now, 214-747-MAVS or mavs.com.
Okay, very good. Well,
thanks,
one
Al.
Question about Harrison Barnes. You're mm-hmm. paying Harrison Barnes. How much is he making?
I don't even know.
Okay,
22, I think.
$22 million. What do you expect out of a guy when he hits the floor as
uh-huh.
compared to one of your players that's making $800,000, $900,000?
I expect the same from all of them.
I was going to say,
right.
Do you expect the same?
Just like you guys, right? Entertainment's entertainment.
Right.
You know, business is business.
Yeah.
When you walk in the door in any of my companies, I expect you to go all in,
mm-hmm.
right? The good news is Harrison's that type of guy. You know, not only is he everything on the court, not only will he be there at 7:30 in the morning, but Harrison is out in the community with his foundation. He's going to different schools. He's talking about doing well in school. He's not just 9-to-5er where the minute the clock stops or the game's over, he's done. He's invested in the community.
Yeah.
And all of our guys are. Every single one except our rookies all have foundations that we work with, and community is important to us.